Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's ticket time. It's ticket time. It's ticket time. Oh, you know that one. Great.
It's one of my favorites.
Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes. Tickets for both shows. Take the word vibes. Both shows. Take vibes. We have those here. We have a lot of them. Good vibes and variety. Take the word vibes, V-I-B-E-S, and text it to our contest line, 20357. Benson Boone, October 1st at the Chase Center, and Shawn Mendes, October 14th at the Frost Amphitheater. It's all courtesy of Golden Voice, and all you need to do is text the word vibes to 20357. So easy. Let's do it. Right now. Hopefully we're safe. I mean, that's our contest line. We use it for everything. Just type it in as Alice contest line. Make us a contact. All right. So there's that. And we're doing that all day. So in an hour, we'll have another code word for you. And then right through to 5:05 in Jane's show at about 5 past every hour. America's richest self-made female celebrities. So this is actually a Forbes list of the country's 100 richest self-made women. I pulled out the celebrities. Because other ladies, you're like, I don't know that person. You know, maybe some people would know those people. I didn't know
them. There's that formerly local young lady that just took over the billionaire, the youngest billionaire from Taylor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something Go?
Yep.
Is she on the list?
Picked out all the celebrities. All right. I didn't see her on there, though.
I was reading about her, though, but let's get to this.
Yeah, it depends on if she's worth over $1 billion, she's probably on there if she's self-made. That's the thing, though. It is an argument. Like, is a person self-made if they're from the family of a bunch of billionaires? That's, you know, I kind of agree, but we're going to go with Forbes. I don't know what their parameters were. And there's even some questionable math in here. Like, some of these, I'm like, I thought that person was a billionaire. Maybe not. Anyway, the first celebrity comes in at number 13. Any guesses, anybody? Anybody got a guess on the richest self-made billionaire woman whose name you know?
Oprah.
By the way, Lucy Gow was who you were thinking
Gow.
Of.
Lucy Gow or yeah, Lucy Go? I like
it's
Lucy
called Go.
Go.
Someone told us it's pronounced Go, but she was someone who had started some AI thing.
Yep.
At like
scale
19
AI
with another dude,
and then
they had a falling out, and so she left, but started her own thing, and it seems she's in
So whatever her portion of that, the original company, and it's worth over a billion.
And now with a new company as well, she's rolling in it.
Good for her. Mm-hmm. So you say Oprah. Anybody else want to make a guess?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh.
I've lost her name.
Number 13 on this list, the first name you will recognize is Oprah Winfrey. That's no.
Boom.
2 points for that. That's insane.
How she's so far down on the list, though. That is surprising.
Well, it's only 3.1 billion. So there's probably, you know.
Only.
Well, I'm sure there's people who in the tech world or wherever have made a gajillion dollars. If you want, you can pull the Forbes thing. Actually, no, we're going to play a game instead.
Are these all ladies?
All ladies. Okay. So this, the title was Forbes's 2025 list of the country's 100 richest self-made women. You decide. Who's worth more on this list? I only pulled out the celebrities. Who's worth more on this list, according to Forbes? Kim Kardashian or Taylor Swift? Who is worth more? Kim or Taylor?
Taylor.
It's Kim. Oh. Kim is worth about $1.7 billion, and Taylor Swift is worth $1.6. All right, next up is Selena Gomez or Rihanna? Which one of them is worth more? Selena Gomez or Rihanna?
Selena.
Rihanna.
Rihanna is the one. Bob and Maddie get a point for that. Selena is worth $700 million. She's 48 on this list. And Rihanna is worth $1 billion. She's 35th on the list. All right, who is richer according to Forbes? Madonna or Beyonce?
Beyonce.
Madonna.
Beyonce.
It's Madonna by about, I don't know, 70 mil. Madonna is number 42 on the list with 850 million. Beyonce is 45th on the list with 780 million. Which, now this next one, I don't know, because I heard Kylie Jenner was a billionaire. But who's worth more, Kylie Jenner or Barbara Streisand?
Babs.
Kylie.
Barbara.
It's Kylie. But they're saying here that she's only worth $670 million. Plus, is she self-made? Like, even, I mean, maybe Kim, you're like, okay, I don't know. She didn't really, like, ride her dad's coattails. She was doing her own thing and then the sex tape and all. Like, she's the most self-made out of any of them, if there is one that's self-made. But Kylie, I mean, she did self-make those lips. So maybe. Barbara is 71 on the list with 510 million. All right, how about this one? Who is worth more, according to Forbes, Reese Witherspoon or Judge Judy? Judy Shineland. Who's worth more?
That's a tough one.
Reese Judge Witherspoon Judy. Or Judge Judy?
Man, Reese has so many things going on, but I think Judge Judy.
I'll go Reese.
It's Judge Judy. Mm-hmm. 61. She's 61 on the list. $580 million. Reese, a mere $440 million.
Poor girl.
I know, she's poor. So sad. All right, how about this? Celine Dion or Katy Perry? Who's worth more? Celine Dion or Katy Perry?
Katy.
Celine Dion.
Katy.
Say Celine is worth more. You guys both say Katy. It is Celine. She's worth more. Oh. Celine Dion is worth $570 million. And Katy Perry? Is worth $360 million. Celine Dion's worth over $500 million. That's so much money. All right. Next, this last one here. And currently the score is Vinny 4, Maddie 3, Bob 2, Ellen DeGeneres, or Serena Williams. Which one is worth more? Ellen DeGeneres or Serena Williams?
Serena.
Ellen.
Ellen.
Ellen is the correct answer. Ellen DeGeneres is actually tied with Dolly Parton worth $450 million. Serena Williams was number 100 on this list at $350 million. And this was all from the Forbes 100 richest self-made women. 16 celebrities on that. And by a score of 5 for Vinny to 3-3, Vinny is El Campeón del Pueblo.
El Campeón.
Vinny, you're also racking up the points just as a competitor today. You have 4 points going into our final game later today.
Doesn't
Amazing.
Seem fair.
He's on a hot streak.
He really is.
Four I am points. On a roll.
With your help, Bob.
He's not self-made. I'm backing him.
That is true. She's got a point.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Maybe tomorrow you'll have a self-made win all day. If you win today, Maddie, it's a self-made win.
Yeah.
So can I ask then, if we have a minute, what defines self-made? Like, can you not be have any money? Like, if your parents make $1 million a year, can you not be self-made? Like, where's the line?
I know. What is
because there's so many people out there who haven't done
nepotism
anything who are really rich.
And people who come from so much money that they there was no worry about failing.
I'm not I'm not like a millionaire or anything, but I started like with my parents gave me nothing. Like no money, paid for college. I did everything. So to me, that's self-made.
Like, so it has to when be your parents are like, didn't give you anything.
I mean,
no,
yeah.
I don't think it has to be that. No, they didn't
not
give you
nothing.
Anything.
But like, you make your own way. Like, you didn't get your job because your dad worked at the company. You
but
didn't
you
get,
got your job because of you get your job because of connections you make and the people you know. No matter what,
that's
like,
true.
What stature you're
you've
at.
Yeah, networked. Kardashian was a name before Kim was born.
Yes,
that guy. What's his name?
Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, that guy.
He was
already. A big shot in Beverly Hills.
Yes, he
not
was.
Not like, you know.
However, I.
Bakersfield.
And I agree with that. It was, you know, but I mean, he, and so they had money.
Right.
But she was a person who worked for Paris Hilton and then did the nasty thing to Ray J. And like, I feel like, I don't know if she's self-made or not, but of all of them, she's the most self-made. Like, I didn't.
Okay.
My first thought wasn't. Her daddy gave her a leg up. I don't know. That's maybe what it is. You did it without a leg up from somebody, whether it was nepotism or just, you know, family money.
There's an expression that's people who are born on third base but think they hit a triple.
Oh, that's fun. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Did I think that one up?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, write that down on my list of things. Right, that was a pretty good one I came up with. Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like if there's an argument, well, Taylor Swift also wasn't her dad like in the music biz or
her dad is a very very wealthy man.
But there's a lot of people with connections. Those are connections. Did she put
exactly.
the work in? She did. Did all these other people put the work in? Like even Kylie, oh, yeah. You know,
they all put the work in.
She seems like she put some work in. Work it, work it. All right, so there's that. Looks like Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin have broken up again. They say it feels real this time, though, you guys. They have very quietly been together for quite some time. Anybody want to tell me what year did Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin get together? That's right. You could get into the 5-point line here, Vin. What year did Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin get together?
2017. 2019. 2016.
2017, exactly. That is 2 points for Bob, unless somebody wants to argue about it.
I'm done. I'm not arguing anymore.
I think when you get the exact number, you should get it.
Then scratch. My one I got.
But the thing is, I went first. So I had no frame of
reference.
Whatever.
Anyway.
I had to use just the data in my brain.
You know
brain.
What? I'm going to make an executive decision. From now on, even if it's for these extra points, if someone gets it correct, no matter when they got it, they get 2 points. If you get it exact.
Okay.
So you're going in with 3 points. Vinny has 4 and Bob's got 2. And nobody can fight about it.
I'm going to keep fighting about it. But
stop fighting about it. Just fight. Don't fight. Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin, who have been together for 8 years. Since 2017, how did that happen? I feel like he was still married to Gwyneth 8 years ago. Anyway, they've broken up again. And people are saying that this time, they feel like this is the one. She is 35. He is 48. Coldplay singer Chris Martin. And the 50 Shades of Grey actress, 35.
I believe in the it takes a few breakups to finally stick.
Yeah, sometimes.
There are some times when it's absolutely toxic and you can maybe you know better and you got to get out of there, but other times, you know, you still love each other, it's not working out, but for whatever reason you see each other and there's that spark again, and maybe you had a beer or two and now all of a sudden you're making out, and next thing you know someone's kissing someone in Australia in a bathroom, and then all of a sudden you're back together.
That seems so specific.
I'm just saying it happens when you see, when you might be like, I never want to talk to that person, see that person. I want every person who knows me to know that if you see that lady come in my direction, figure out how to warn me or block her from coming into the party I'm at. And then 2 minutes later, I'm in a bathroom getting a you-know-what. And I'm like, how did this happen to me? Oh, beer. Every time. Jesus.
Lucky. Just lucky, I guess.
God.
Every time.
Anyway, they've been engaged for a while. It's a long engagement that luckily for them didn't end in a marriage. Then had to break up. So sorry to say, Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin fans, feels like this might really be the end. Who knows? That's a lot to give up. You know, she would have been like stepmother to Gwyneth Paltrow's kids. And apparently they did all hang out together all the time.
Yeah, apparently they all got along great. They've only said really nice things about each other.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it started with a conscious uncoupling. So when you start there, sky's the limit.
You know, I think there's an example right there of people who understand their celebrity and how they need to manage their lives publicly.
Yep.
Walter Goggins, take a look at Goop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Spend some time there. Really look into Goop. That is where the answer might be hidden.
She's doing it right. As much as you might not be into to Gwyneth, the conscious uncoupling and how stupid and pretentious that sounds, they're keeping things cool.
I invented yoga.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like they keep things cool.
Yeah.
As you should.
And they are not super secretive about it either. Like when she was dating Brad Falchuk, and I think they're married now, actually. But there would be like Father's Day photos where there's Chris Martin and Brad standing in the background all chummy and everyone was super friendly. I thought, well, that's the way because you've got kids and everybody loves them.
And you're famous and everyone is looking at you for the cracks in the veneer.
Yes, because everybody needs to fill their morning show with gossip.
Right.
From various sources. We'll take speculation and create our own rumors, but we like, you know, hardcore gossip. We really like when there's smoke, there's fire. Sean Combs. Diddy. There's a lady who was testifying yesterday that he dangled her off an apartment balcony. Her name is Brianna Abongolin. She alleges that Diddy dangled her over an apartment balcony. She was on the witness stand yesterday. She testified that he held her over a 17th story balcony. And then he pulled her up and threw her onto the balcony's furniture.
What a brave guy.
Yeah. He really, way to beat people up that you can.
Girls.
Yes, that you can definitely take. Yeah. Maybe he beat up small men too. Then I don't know. Anyway, there was also, let's see. Well, he go on here. He faces 5 criminal counts, 1 of racketeering conspiracy, 2 counts of sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion, 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution. It really does feel like every person who's taken the stand so far has nothing to do with any of those things. We get it. He is a sucky person. Charge him with sucking. And then you may be able to get yourself a conviction. I just don't know how this is going to go. But I think this is the end. This is week 4. So we're halfway through. And I still haven't, they have not broken down like what people did he transport for prostitution? What racketeering evidence do you have? Anyway, it looks like this Bongolin is going to be back on the stand today is what this looks like.
Well, they're saying the fact that he was paying off people, you know, he paid off the security guard, things like that go into the racketeering thing.
Okay.
So that's part of it.
Yeah, I don't really know what goes into
and
that.
And then they've had quite a few of the escorts, you know, testify.
That is true. He does he was hiring people to be at these freak-offs.
Yeah,
and
to be there. But I haven't heard yet that one of them said that they went across state lines or anything. So, and that's where you really get in trouble.
There was also a heckler at one point. I think it was yesterday morning.
At a trial?
Yeah, somebody got in there and was heckling. I think it was heckling the judge. Let me see if I can find that. I may have to grab it for you guys later, but there was a, I think it was at the beginning of Tuesday's testimony. It was before the things really got underway as everyone's getting in there. And this woman was screaming and yelling and had to be escorted out.
Diddy! And several profanities before the judge ordered her removed from the courtroom.
So she hates him? I thought I had heard that she was like a fan of his and... Yeah, I don't know. It's fine.
Everything she said is crazy. It's, these MFers are laughing at you, she yelled at Combs. And then she said, you're laughing at a black man's legacy. Pull your gun out, ninja. I dare you.
Oh. So she's mad crazy. That he's not doing more to seem even crazy. I don't know. Right. Crazy person yelling in a courtroom. Okay. Yeah. So there's that.
That's it.
It's fine.
Just a crazy person.
And finally, Tommy Boy Fest is coming to Sandusky, Ohio in August. And I thought to myself, well, that's wonderful. They'll get the cast that survives together. And everyone will watch the movie and it'll be super fun. 1995 cinematic classic Tommy Boy turns 30 this year.
I love that movie.
Fat guy, a little cold.
There's so many great, that movie holds up. It's really good.
When's the last time you watched it? Do you really think it holds up?
I do.
I've rewatched that movie many times. It is fantastic every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I asked AI for, give me 10 lines from Tommy Boy. And the first one that pops up is Fat Guy in a Little Coat. The rest of them, though, I'm like, that's going to leave a mark? Is that from Tommy Boy? Is that from Tommy Boy?
Yeah.
One of the things I just recently saw that had nothing, I mean, it was about the making of the movie, but it was on Instagram where they just post clips of stuff.
Yeah.
And it was about, Spade was talking about how him and Farley loved Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
And Rob Lowe was in the movie and they competed for his affection and attention.
Mm.
And there was a point where David Spade in this little clip I'm watching said, Farley wasn't even around. And Rob Lowe comes in and I'm talking to him and we spend some time together. And Farley finds out that I'd been with Rob Lowe without him around. And he goes, I'm asleep. And Farley's like, like he goes,
like a bull.
I woke up to him so mad at me. And he's like, what are you doing? And I thought, these two clowns are on the set of a major motion picture fighting over Rob Lowe.
I mean, Rob Lowe is the best.
He's pretty great.
As Maddie has said, everyone wants.
Yep, everyone wants a little piece of Rob Lowe.
I love him.
Tommy Boy Fest goes down August 7th through the 9th. It's a two-day thing with no stars. No one from the cast is going to be there. Obviously, Chris Farley can't. David Spade's like, I'm not booked for that. No stars from the movie are going to be there. But the director, Peter Segal, is, along with the actual car from the movie. Is there a car of note from the movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, what is it?
It's one they're traveling around.
It's a classic, I don't remember if it was an SS or...
There's a deer in it at one point. You don't remember that?
Not really.
Yeah.
Doesn't the deer wake up?
The deer wakes up.
Oh, I do remember the deer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The car, throughout the movie, the car gets destroyed.
I feel like there were a few movies that the two of them made that were just like of a moment. Like
And I would say the one is Tommy Boy.
Yeah.
They've done some others, but the one is Tommy Boy.
So for this
Black Sheep was the other one. That was
Black Sheep was
real popular.
Were there any others? Or is it?
They did.
It was like the SNL people making
movies. I think they were
movies.
Together in Coneheads.
Oh, geez. I didn't realize they had done
Black Sheep and Tommy Boy are the two that like.
Activities for Tommy Boy Fest include movie screenings, live music, a classic car show, lookalike contest, and a Tommy Want Wingy throwdown. Tommy Want Wingy. So
that's how he learns how to sell. He sells the waitress on getting him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all.
All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some wings when they've already closed the fry. I've seen this movie a lot.
Yeah. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
I agree. I feel like however many times I've seen it, you've seen it times 100.
I have.
Yeah. I feel like I've seen that one a couple times and I'm not remembering any of the stuff. I do remember the deer thrashing. Okay, Vin, what's coming up in the news?
Peeing just in case might not be the right move after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram for video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, plus links to all our personal profiles. Check us out.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special.
Sweet.
6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice. So you ask yourself, is that happening this Saturday? Yeah, this Saturday.
And all the Saturdays,
and
yeah.
Every Saturday, there's a sixth day.
Mugger.
And on the seventh day,
we rest.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Or we get up and we preach at church. We're guest preachers.
Morning clouds will give way to sunshine today and highs in the 70s and 80s. The Oilers beat the Panthers in the first game of the Stanley Cup Final. Go Canada.
Go NBA. Canada. Mm-hmm.
The Oilers. Come on, guys. Bring the cup back to Canada for once in your lives. The NBA Finals start tonight, Indiana at Oklahoma City, 5:30 tip time. There is that.
All right.
I have a note here that says, Sarah Silverman, I meant to bring it up during the trash. You know Sarah Silverman, right?
Uh-huh.
She's kind of disappeared. And then yet, like 2 days ago, as I was walking through my house, there she was hosting an animal show. Like,
she was just in the news for something.
Have you heard of this animal show? Anybody? Sarah Silverman hosts, it was like a horse that did a trick. So the lady, she's talking to the lady.
Stupid Pet Tricks is the name of it.
Mm.
Isn't that a Letterman bit?
That was a Letterman bit, yeah.
That's the name of her show.
Yep.
So she goes, she's talking to a lady who has a horse with her.
Uh-huh.
And she says, my horse won't let you sit down. And so Sarah goes, okay. So there's a chair right there. And Sarah goes to sit down and the horse bites the back of it. and pulls it out from underneath her.
Oh.
There's the stupid animal trick.
That's a great trick.
What's so great about it?
That the horse knows to do it every
time. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I watched
it's hilarious when people fall off a chair.
What happened to her?
She was just...
She's still doing comedy. She just had a special come out on Netflix.
Oh,
that,
good.
That must be where I saw
She was on John Mulaney's Everybody's Live a couple weeks ago.
And was she good?
Yeah.
I've seen her be really good, so I was very surprised that she was on in the middle of the day doing...
Stupid pet tricks.
I didn't even know it was called that, but definitely that's what that was.
You know what, though? If I was Sarah Silverman, I mean, she has already reached the pinnacle of success in comedy. That show sounds kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, you show up same time every day.
Do your narration.
I don't disagree, but just to play devil's advocate, you will hear actors say, never work with kids and never work with animals.
Yeah.
You will hate yourself the whole time.
Right.
Because you'll be mad at the animal because they're not hitting their marks or getting their lines out the way they're supposed to. And there you are dealing with an animal, but also an animal trainer. And also, you've already said your line 15,000 times.
We're just waiting for the lion to cooperate.
Ah! So I don't know. I've never worked with...
But that show must be doing okay. It looks like they're going to renew it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And what channel is it on? Is it
TNT and TBS.
Oh, it's on because of the basketball where I watched the...
Yeah.
That's why
you're seeing it. That's so funny.
The channel was still on. Okay. Well, go Sarah. I'm a fan. I just was... Uh-oh. Middle of the day, animal tricks?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, look at Drew Carey. I mean, there's another guy who was like, I think I'll host The Price is Right.
Yeah.
And has for years now. Doesn't have to do anything else. I'm sure it pays good.
Was it Sarah Silverman or Janine Garofalo that came in and you were really excited about them and the interview ended up
being... Both of them.
They didn't want to play at all.
Well, Sarah was sick. And then we love her and she left and then she heard us. I was like, yeah, she just wasn't into it, whatever. And then she called in and she was like super mad.
Yeah.
And
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
This is, I was gone for that. I don't remember that.
Yeah. And Janine Garofalo was just like just did not want to be there. And I'm a huge fan of both of them.
And she was just bitter.
She just didn't want to be there. You know,
Sarah was so excited.
I'm always so excited. I'm always so excited. I get let down all the time.
Well, one thing about Sarah that I've never... It's just interesting to hear her say it, and I've heard other people say it since, but she's like, we would be friends. If I knew that person, we'd be friends. I imagine myself being friends with this person or that person.
Those are like some of the biggest stars, right? Like, that's what they evoke in people.
And that's probably a very true response from most people out there in the world. Like, right. I think I'd get along great with it. I'd never heard it put that way.
That
I never thought about
me.
It that way. So it was an interesting angle to be like, you imagine yourself. Yeah, we'd hang out. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
Me and Jen Aniston, I always thought that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's right there in the title of the show.
Right.
We're friends.
It's National Veggie Burger Day today.
Oh, I love veggie burgers.
I do too.
Good veggie burger.
It's also Moonshine Day, which.
Yeah! Oh,
veggie burgers and moonshine.
With all the drinking I've done and my thirst for Jack Daniels, I never had moonshine that I remember.
Oh, I should have. I would have. Back in the day, I would have brought you some.
Believe me.
I go home and it's everywhere.
That's got to be tempting. I'm so sorry to hear it.
I've learned there's no.
I know what happens with moonshine.
Yeah. Or any drink. What are you talking about?
But yeah. But moonshine. But yeah, growing up, the girls would always have it with orange soda.
Oh, really?
With orange soda?
Yeah, you mix the moonshine with some orange soda. That's for the ladies.
It's like radiator fluid.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Just put some orange soda in there.
Every parent knows this move as you're leaving to go anywhere. Please go in the bathroom and try and go pee before we get in the car. Yes. Please just... I don't have to go. I know, but if you wouldn't mind, please just
try.
Try because...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know how this goes. We'll get in the car and then you go, I gotta go.
That's when having boys is awesome. Pull over. Let them pee out the side window. Pee out the window. Great. Get back in. Strap yourself in. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Right. Do you bring those little porta potty things with you?
No, we don't.
Oh.
Telling your kids to use the bathroom just in case is a popular move before a long drive, but would you be better off risking it? Or even letting them pee their pants. The New York Times did a story on how using the bathroom when you don't have to go isn't the best strategy. The term for it is proactive voiding. And if you do it too much, you can train your brain to always think it's time to go. They talked to a urologist who said, doing it every once in a while is okay, but if you do it a lot, your bladder starts telling your brain you need to pee when you don't really need to. There is a thing with that. Like, what's happening? Are you okay?
I did this to myself.
You have a problem.
The past year, I've been trying to not go to the bathroom. I've been trying to build up
your tolerance.
Some stamina.
To not have to pee so much.
Because you were indulging.
You forcing yourself?
I think it was working from home. Like, whenever I needed to, like, instead of going and opening the fridge, whenever I was like, I want to get up from my desk, I would just go to the bathroom.
That's a thing. Like, I've heard that during the pandemic that happened to a lot of people.
Oh,
and now when they get back
God.
In the real world, they realize that they can't go every time they're thinking about it, and it's affecting them.
You're telling
lives.
Me you said, this is my strategy. I'm going to go pee when I get up.
It wasn't
instead
like
of
a,
going
it wasn't
to the fridge.
Super conscious. It was a,
it's not
right,
a bad
I don't
choice.
Finish this email. Like, let me get up for a second.
Take
I
a
just
break.
Wind up peeing.
And so now you find yourself with a walnut bladder.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Is it getting better?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you're retraining.
Yes.
That's really interesting. Because I am a person who's like, I don't have to pee at all. I'm going to go because I'm getting in the car. I would never get in a car without peeing first. Because the minute I get in the car, I will have to pee.
I think it's because I'm a dude and can go anywhere I want. Pretty much any time I want.
Don't worry about it.
I'm so not nice. Tripping on it as much, but I do have a much tinier tank than my wife. Like, she's all, again? Yeah, I just drank 6 cups of coffee.
Oh, your wife's got a good bladder capacity.
Oh, steel tank.
And she drinks a lot of water.
She does, but she's got a steel tank.
That's the other thing is I drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it worse. But
the just in case number one can bring you problems. Only go, they say, when you have to. They say you can retrain your brain.
Oh,
she's doing it. Experts are calling it mind over bladder.
Experts, get a drum roll. Drum hit, whatever.
Rim shot.
If you think the just-in-case pees have trained you to pee too often, they suggest dealing with it by distracting yourself, doing some deep breathing, or talking yourself up like, I'm in charge around here.
Mm.
Wait, I guess you would say
now
that
I'm
like
laying
this.
In bed
I'm in charge around
having
here.
A mental fight with my bladder. Like,
well,
I don't. I just feel like especially if I'm laying in bed, I'm just gonna. Even if it's the slightest tickle, I'm like, I just don't want to deal with it. I'm gonna go get up and do it.
I do that in bed too because I have enough problems staying asleep that I really don't want to wake up.
Let's get this over with now.
Like, you know, the midnight pee. You go, oh no.
Will I fall back to sleep?
I might be up until 4 a.m. now. Great. All right. Fudge. Anyway, the just in case pee. Don't do it.
Okay, well, it's something to think about. That's very interesting. I've never heard that.
Here's something for you singles out there. I don't know. Maybe you don't want to do this.
I'll single it.
Carnival Cruise Line says, we're for families, but we are going to offer some casino-themed cruises for grown-ups.
Oh.
Singles. Mm. Adults only.
Oh. Mm.
So if you're considering, you know, how do I meet Mr. or Mrs. Right? Maybe this is for you.
I actually can't believe that isn't already a thing. Like one of the things that would keep me from going on a cruise is I hate children. So I don't want to be around anybody. He's like, no, I'd want to lay out by the pool without children running around. I can't believe doesn't it seem like there should be adult cruises?
They're calling these sailings exclusively for adults.
Awesome. I'm in. Where do I sign up?
Oh, well, they've got a bunch of them. Like August 22nd, there's a 9-day Southern Caribbean sailing.
Oh, man.
12-day Southern Caribbean sailing end of August.
Record seaweed going in the Caribbean right now. Overgrowth of seaweed. You can go experience that.
Oh, God, I hate seaweed. There are places where I surf where it can get so bad, you're just stuck in it. Or you go to paddle and it's just all around your feet and around your leash and you're, I wanted that wave to go by. That's good, seaweed. Thanks for holding
Thanks
on to
lot,
me.
Thanks a lot, seaweed.
Stupid seaweed.
Is it kelp where you are?
Yeah.
Like it just lets go and floats up?
Well, no, there's some places it's
tall enough that if it's low tide, you're,
Or you'll be riding and come into it and it and go flying.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It'll catch you. Oh,
I did the triathlon down in Monterey, and they call it the kelp crawl, the swim there. Because
you got to go over
you're
it.
You're literally like pulling on the kelp to like get going while you're swimming, which is already cold water and not fun. So,
the kelp crawl.
It's real. These boys, listen, I root for everyone to find their way in this world and make their money.
Okay.
And I understand the tech drive in, you know, we're
ambition.
Bay Area, Silicon Valley. How do I make my move, make my mark? How do I become the next big billionaire? I could be Steve Jobs too.
Just let me have a chance.
All right. These guys, Obvio is in San Carlos. What's up, boys?
Obvio. Like obvious?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They say here, Obvio stop sign cameras use AI to root out unsafe drivers. Now, I understand many of you are thinking to yourselves, well, we don't want unsafe drivers. This is a great idea.
Mm.
American streets are incredibly dangerous for pedestrians.
Mm.
In part because pedestrians don't look where they're going and decide they're going and you're going to stop.
That's a green light and I'm walking out.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand there's some, you know, competition for the real estate there on the roads, where bikes want it, yep, scooters want it, skateboards, like that. I get it.
Yep.
But the walker who just decides, you can't hit me.
Right.
I have the right of way. I'm a walker. Yeah, but I have a green light and I was doing 40.
I'm looking at my phone. Yeah. I mean, you're trusting that so trust many is things a lot, to I come know. Together. I've stepped into the, that's it. I'm in the crosswalk. Yeah, I'm texting my friend.
Back to our boys in San Carlos. American streets are incredibly dangerous for pedestrians. San Carlos-based startup called Obvio thinks it can change that by installing cameras at stop signs. They say, this won't create a panopticon. I looked it up. It's a jail term. It's where you're being watched at all times.
Mm. Oh, Big Brother style.
Yes.
Okay.
This won't create that. Don't worry, everyone. It's not that.
Feels like that.
That's what they always say.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
That's what a bold claim at a time when other companies like Flock have been criticized for how its license plate reading cameras have become a crucial tool in overreaching surveillance state. We don't need more cameras, guys. We don't. I understand what you're saying. You think you've found your way to make your mark in the world, but do we want a camera at every stop sign? Look at them holding these signs here in their picture. They're cute boys. Very nice.
And it says, did you stop?
Did you stop?
Did you stop? You know, I never stop, so I don't want these at my stop signs. Especially at 4 a.m. I'm looking, I have a good sight line. I'm going pretty slow and I didn't stop. I don't want to have to stop.
You might think you want stop sign cameras at every stop sign in America, Merkin, but this is where you'll find yourself being.
But I want our local businesses to succeed. So I'm rah, rah, Obvio.
Okay.
Let's do
yikes.
That. Maybe they won't put them in my neighborhood.
Every damn stop sign? Really?
Yeah, honestly. And soon we're all going to be in self-driving cars. So they've only got a few years to really make their money. Because we won't need them soon. Because all those other cars, they come to a stop. They know the rules and they live by them. They're not doing the California roll.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys have to say.
Tell me.
Major kudos for using the word panopticon. Very impressed. It was in the story, and I had to look it up.
Don't say that.
No,
it was very impressive. You knew what that was.
You didn't even know what it was.
Never even heard of it.
Right.
And I read 1984.
Oh my God, Vinny says 415. I have fear of dark water and the unknown of what's in that darkness, and kelp grabbing onto my feet while I'm treading water is absolute nightmare.
It sounds terrifying to me.
It is awful.
Yeah, I don't want to be touched by anything in the water. Any little brush of anything up against me, I'm like, that's definitely a jellyfish that's going to kill me. If not worse.
There's this spot where I go where they have these, I think they call them bull kelp or bull whips. They have big, giant balls.
Yeah.
And they're in this one spot, they're everywhere. And you have to paddle through this. And there are times when they're low.
Yeah.
Like a wave has passed through and they go low. And then as they start coming back up, they clunk under your board. Gunk, gunk, gunk.
Why?
just keep swimming. Just keep.
Badoobadog.
Gunk. Gunk. Gunk.
Bagoobagok. What are those things called? There's a movie. It's like the Banadnock.
Well, what is
it? The Gadoongadonk. You know what I'm talking about? The Gadoongadonk.
The Babadook?
The Babadook!
Is it! Give him a point!
Point for Maddie.
Okay, point for Maddie.
Only Americans, our text number is 800-400-369. Only Americans step onto the street thinking cars will stop. Everywhere I visited in Asia and Europe, cars do not stop for pedestrians.
That is true.
And I think it's safer because pedestrians know they won't stop, so they stay on the sidewalk until they get the light.
Yeah.
Which is what I would like to see people do.
Also, I would say, too, like in California, you can pretty much count on people, but not throughout America. Like, I think it's Californians who think everyone's going to stop.
I agree.
You know, you go to New York City or Boston and they're like, and they lean on their horn. They hate you.
Well,
it's so mean.
I mean, come on.
Hey, get out of the road.
You're not the only one. You know, the people. You're not the only person here.
Well, in California, you are the only person.
If you're walking.
I matter. I've stepped in. I'm two steps into the crosswalk. You better stop. Oh, you're texting? Oh, let me just back that
right.
up.
Right. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. Jesse J, Huey Lewis. Aha. Uh-huh. What do all these people have in common?
What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.